Okay, so any responses from the DMV directors, those public comments, or to the other questions already?
No, except that I do think that we need to turn these things into policies, not just reports that election supervisors do, but actual, you know, commandments, things people have to do if they're going to take these jobs. And it's that simple. When you don't do it, then we fire you and move on. It's really, you just can't keep happening election after election. And when I wrote to the NES as to how unprofessionally conducted I thought these elections were, particularly at K, you know, I got some snippy comments back, but I didn't, you know, it doesn't matter. We need to not get sued, we need to do things fairly, and we need to turn it into a policy manual, and that's what gets handed off. And that's why we need to do that. We need to do it this year before the next election.
I do want to make an interesting comment that the elections committee, the National Elections Committee, all of last year when there was no election, made these policies and sent them to the executive director. And in the bylaws, the foundation has an affirmative responsibility to maintain a list of its members. That's the foundation's responsibility, election or no election. So that is on the executive director, or in this case now the interim executive director. We did ask the ED at that time to direct the general manager to go with a clean list of the paid and unpaid staff and the listener members, and to go through the process of eliminating duplications in advance of an election. So that was never done, although we were given assurances by the ED at the time that it was done. At this point, I think the IED has the affirmative responsibility to make sure that that happens immediately.
Thank you, Michael. I will make the commitment to start getting the list from the managers right now at the beginning of this new year before we move forward into our next election cycle. So that's fine. And at the foundational level, I do think we're supposed to keep all these records up at the national office anyway. Okay. All right. Thank you.
The corporate requirement. All right. Moving on to the question of the committee and task force reports. I forget what order you have them in.
I had a fundraiser for
The local station board did vote to carry out a LSV fundraiser. We established a working group on it. The working group has met several times at the station. We're planning on an event on March 16th, which is a Saturday, at Jewel Catch One. The idea being that it would be primarily trying to reach our own listening audience, secondarily other audiences to attract new members, and to make an effort to get the feet wet of the LSD on the idea of raising funds for the station. The commitment longer range of the station itself, I think, is planning an annual fundraiser on its anniversary in July that the LSD hopefully will also participate in, along with the rest of the station. But that's longer term and, you know, not currently adopted. But it is adopted is the idea of doing a kind of dance party with station DJs and possibly other DJs. And we're expecting that each member of the local station board will be showing tickets to that as an obligation of membership on the local station board. That's roughly where it stands at the moment.
Get Evan Ray as a DJ.
He's good.
So this fundraiser is going
to
be March
16th.
March 16th. Okay, is there any way we can also have, you know, probably like next month, you know, some of members of this committee that is working and some of the expansion programs announced it, and making sure that this event of fun drive, whatever it's going to be, is not bilingual. So have two different, you know, MCs, you know, who will be speaking in both languages. So we can have, you know, the people kind of getting involved on it, right? And asking if there are people there in the community that would help, you know, to actually develop a really successful fun drive, you know, we want to do it. So, as you know, before we used to have, you know, once a month, you know, someone from the local station board going to the fine-tuning programming to give actually the report, right? Something like maybe three times, you know, then, you know, someone got rid of it. But it would be time if you really want to get, you know, the community involved, you know, to get this on the air. So I'm moving to, you know, set a date. Or, you know, for this report to start doing it, you know, like this time in mind.
We have a meeting on Friday afternoons. I think we'll probably have a meeting the first Friday in January at the station, and people are definitely welcome to participate. We need more participation from the board. And
Friday what?
What time is that?
3 p.m. I think.
1 p.m. or 3 p.m.? I think it's
1 p.m. The last one was at 1 p.m.
Oh, I'm calling for 3.
3?
Yeah, last
year, 3. So I think we can assume it will be 3 p.m. the first Friday.
Can you work then the day that, you know, going on here, like that day? If I don't go there, can you just make sure that we do have, you know, like an agreement about it?
Yeah, we can do it.
Yeah, we want to
save the data now that we're still, mm-hmm. so we need to be part of that. We're still, like, working on, and it's very, it really needs to pull together yet. So I think it takes that. So you could do a save the data now, but.
Okay, so in terms of, I guess you brought it up, what are you, is fundraising for the LLC on the 16th, what are we looking at in terms of how long the program is, how many musical acts, what type of thing, what are you trying to do?
Well, we're still in the planning process, so
mm-hmm.
nothing's nailed down yet.
So you need bands and a volunteer, or what?
We're talking about DJs.
DJs? Okay,
and
so you're
talking
about
DJs. We're talking about station DJs, and the question.
This is for our LLC fundraiser.
Yes.
Okay, and then on the station anniversary fundraiser, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I'm going to do it just a little. When our station puts on events, sometimes they're dramatic failures, like this last one that lost $50,000. Other times they're just not very successful. We don't have the people working in our facility that are used to producing events sufficiently to produce them well, nor the expertise to hire people outside of the facility who are good at producing events. So I do not want to see a repeat of what happened this last year, where we were presented with a budget after contracts were signed in violation of the rules, in violation of RFP policy, in violation of everything, and we're stuck losing $50,000 on a debacle. So I want to make sure that if this thing gets planned, it gets brought back to this board repeatedly before we just waste 6 months of staff time and tens of thousands of dollars. I am not down for any more events like that coming out of this station. This station's event planning is so bad that I would almost pass a national policy against doing events, except that other stations do successfully. So that's all I got to say. It's 6 months from now, 7 months, 8 months. We got to start watching this thing right now before we start losing money on it. Thank you.
I mean, the really good thing about this LSP fundraising committee, you know, perhaps we could develop a relationship with the station, and, you know, this way we could both keep each other in check in regards to what contracts are coming
that's
in
good.
And what is going out. So, I mean, that's my vision.
Collaborative.
You know. Yeah, collaborative.
I like
exactly.
That.
So, and then the second thing, Michael, is the meeting on the 4th of January at 3 o'clock or the 28th? It can't be the 28th. You said Friday. Is that January 4th? The first Friday of the month?
First Friday. That's what I'm saying. We haven't said it, but I'm saying that would be the logical time to do it.
Okay.
Bernard, can you give us maybe a little more information about this fundraiser? I mean, essentially, at this point, it's all off budget already. So, please let us know what your thoughts are before we find out later, because it's all our budget.
It's not
to me. It's never been done right. No, we're talking about the KPFK one. That
the anniversary one. I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, who planning it?
At the meeting, Jennifer kind of said that.
So Bernard, Jennifer's planning this, and you know nothing about it.
I don't know why. I think planning it is an overstatement.
Pardon me? So then who? Well, okay. I think we need to find out who's planning this.
Okay, that's why we're going to be at the table tonight.
Then we're going to be at the
table. Can you find out and let us know?
Right now and tell you.
Can you find out and let the LSC know who's planning this and what the plans are? Okay.
What thing? I mean, hello, I heard about it today. I've noted it, I'm going to check into it.
Yeah, so sometimes, as we all do in conversation, we throw out ideas, so these things happen. But, in fact, the idea to have us at Jules was Michael's, and Michael, thank you, I have completely forgotten about that genuine sense of the LSD.
About
the no, it was Michael. Call me up on the Jules one, please, I haven't been there for years. But anyway, so we used to have our LSD meetings in the community room, and so he asked me if I could book it on the calendar, and we got somebody who was called. That didn't work out on their part. But then we went on Saturday, and we invited everyone to go and look at the facility. Michael, myself, Bernard were there. They've made some improvements. We now have like a separate area for the turntables, for the DJs. You have the sofas on the next level, the mezzanine level. This is not like, they have a huge venue upstairs, which is this deco, you know, the crystal ball, just open with a whole separate bar that's huge. That's, you know, if things work out here, we might think of a larger thing to have. But this was not envisioned that way. This is a moderate space, a couple of, well, actually three rooms. One where we would have the food, the other one has the bar, and the mezzanine is free of charge, so, you know, so that's good. If we maximize our 501c3 and go to restaurants, Al Coyote used to give us food, you know, a lot of restaurants do. And you can have, as long as it's religion, you can have any home food brought there. They're very specific about that. And we can certainly have, like, the water and all of that. And we will, as Kim asked, find out if the No Host Bar, they keep that. It has nothing to do with us. And then we can certainly ask how much is the beer, how much is the wine. We're not going to do their entire menu, but, you know, to let people know that everyone's on a budget, that's totally legitimate. And then it's just like having a regular nonprofit organization event, and it should be, it's not going to be like this huge fundraiser, but it's going to be a fundraiser, something that we as an LSD do for the station. And my the thing I always look for is, what is the venue going to cost? So as soon as you can have that for free, wow, you're going to, no matter what you do, you're going to make money.
This is the ideal opportunity for us to be collaborative with the station. We have a seat at the table. I think it behooves us to cooperate with one another instead of bullying people around and insisting, you know, stuff in a really negative way. Just be positive about it.
So, yeah, this is a response to Mr. Eisenberg has left, but he raised the question about how are we going to get away from doing all the fundraising in the air, and this is one of the ways. The local station board takes more responsibility to do more out there fundraising.
How much are you expecting to net on this? Any ideas how much money they expect to net?
You're talking about trying to raise the net about $5,000. It's not easy.
And that's against expenses.
Yeah, after expenses.
And the tickets are going to be $30 a piece. That means we will have to sell how many tickets?
What's the capacity, Vivian?
It's asking a lot to get that many people to show up.
Well, we're asking everybody on the LSD to sell 10 tickets each. So
$30.
Why don't we just give $100 a piece and just not, that'd be pure profit. You start to get all this work.
Okay, so having been an executive director of a nonprofit, you don't usually have to do that because you're going to raise so much money. It's billed as a fundraiser or whatever. But then when you send your membership letters, right, this is what we've done. We've had an event here, we've had a fundraiser here, we've had the Renaissance there like we used to do here. It's a lot of work, but it expands your audience. And when you ask for the money, you can give a list of the things. So we do programming, but we're also a nonprofit with a history, with a mandate.
reaching all kinds of people, people who enjoy going to events. Most organizations have a combination of many things. They send you a letter. They give you email information and letter, you know, things that you can read online. They give you recordings. They sell you a book. And they invite you to dinners, or they invite you to other cocktail functions, or whatever it is that you want, or to an LSD meeting.
That's right.
What is the capacity? Does anybody know what the capacity is?
Capacity is 300.
Michael?
How much?
300.
Okay.
I've been trying to get a budget, you know, which I haven't seen yet, of our expenses. How many people here can sell 10 tickets at $30 a ticket plus drinks to go to a room to dance with each other with a DJ? This is what we're being asked to do. Everybody here is down for to sell 10 tickets at $30 plus drinks.
I'm down.
I could do.
Yeah.
You down?
I'm down.
We
gotta do it.
I'm all in.
I don't think I can do it.
You have the dancing girls at the end.
All right. I mean, because that's what this is depending on.
Not me.
Not everybody buys it and comes. People come and go. You're talking about a dance party that goes on, you know, Saturday night. People will arrive and leave and come back.
I know some people want to go dance.
I'm sorry. Do we have some underlying costs that we could do or no?
Well, that hasn't been determined yet. We're still in the process.
No.
You know, this thing's in March.
Get as much food donated as we can.
The question was
raised.
I'll bring the water. We're going to try to use this.
Okay, 5 years, every event I've ever gone to, put on that KPF kit. And I'm not going to name names because I'm everybody's boss now, but I have suggested to someone who's in management, who is repeatedly put in charge of events, at every single event that we actually get members at these events. It's 5 years later, multiple events, this seems to be insurmountable for the station to actually have membership slips and turn anybody at any event into a member. Last year, the year before, Catalina, the jazz thing, that was an entirely new audience that never listened to our station. Hundreds of dollars were spent printing little cards put on two people's tables in case they wanted to donate more money to a station they had never heard of. That happened again this year, even though it didn't work the previous year, and they're event sensitive. If someone actually turns anybody into a member at this event or any other event put on by this station, I will be the most happy person. For that, we would require membership slips and maybe a laptop at the event. I'd like to see that happen. Maybe it'll happen at the LSD event. It has certainly never happened at any event put on by management. So, if we change that, would be nice.
I'm thinking
thank you.
With a ticket, we're going to get a membership.
Oh, now, see, Marcy, I like that. Okay, excellent. Okay.
If synagogue is something like that, okay, you pay $30 and you become a member, that's something else. But I think, you know, $30 only to one dancing, I won't be able to sell 10 tickets.
You
know? Some people remember, you know, that they were like, you know, 2 years ago, we did a fun drive. We got, you know, I think it was like $10, mm-hmm. and then, you know, we had the flips right there. So people were actually becoming members right on the spot right
know.
There. No, so many members.
So it'll be better. It'll be online. You don't even have to fill it out.
That's a different story, but if it's going to be able to pay by somebody to work on it, I don't think it's going to be.
One of the first purposes of this was to get the LSD seat, that was the idea of fundraising. second purpose is improving relationships between the LSD and the staff and creating a sense of family at the station with the LSD. We're hoping to get station DJs to be among the people providing the music and giving them the opportunity to interact with each other. Again, the purpose of building the membership and again, giving people a chance to come in and listen to the shows and hear whoever the program is to come into the station to dance, to come into the program and dance to the music they're providing. So that's the idea. We're trying to do it on a private basis. We will be again. We'll come up with a budget.
Okay.
We'll have to negotiate the question of we were assuming that the DJ would be performing free as well, so that would be ironed out and clarified. And we, you know, definitely would want to include Spanish-speaking programming and staff in that. The neighborhood there is now a very multi-ethnic international neighborhood. Services that are being provided at the Village Health Foundation next door to Jules is very much the Spanish-speaking community now, so it's perfectly appropriate. I would like to do the agenda.
Thank you.